Hey there, restaurant pros. It's David Scott Peters, and welcome to episode 94 of the Restaurant Prosperity Formula. I've been coaching restaurant owners since 2003, and the Restaurant Prosperity Formula is based on what the most successful restaurant owners I've worked with do on a daily basis to achieve their success. The basic premise of the formula centers around achieving prosperity, freedom of your restaurant, the financial freedom you deserve. To achieve prosperity, you have to follow a very specific formula made up of leadership, systems, training, accountability, and taking action. Today, we're sharing a reverent tale of a coaching call that highlights the transformative power of resilience, strategic planning, and the courage to embrace change. Let's get started. But first, a word from our sponsor. We all know managing costs is one of the most important parts of running a profitable restaurant, especially now. But between fluctuating vendor prices, waste, labor, and the never-ending list of tasks that demand your attention on a daily basis, it can be challenging for even the most experienced of us to manage costs well. That's where Margin Edge comes in. Margin Edge is a complete restaurant management software that automatically uses data from your POS and invoices to show you food and labor costs in real time. Don't wait until it's too late. Margin Edge gives you tools to make decisions in the moment, like a daily P&L, price alerts on key ingredients, and real-time plate costs, all without ever having to touch a spreadsheet. Take control of your costs, work more efficiently, and be more profitable. Go to www.marginedge.com/DSP to learn more and schedule your demo today. Our story begins with a barbecue restaurant located near a bustling theme park. A dream venture for a husband and wife team that was quickly turning into a financial nightmare. Through a detailed budget analysis, we uncovered a harsh reality. Continuing down their current path meant certain ruin. The budget was a wake-up call, revealing a future bleak without intervention. This wasn't just about the numbers, it was about laying bare the reality of their situation. Using their last 12 months of financials as a mirror to reflect the future, what it would hold for them if no action was taken. Here's the process we followed. When I do a budget with you, we grab your trailing 12 months of financials, your P&L. We put it into one single spreadsheet every single month in a row. Now, it does not matter where we start. You don't have to wait till January to start. If we are going to write a budget for June, we're going to be grabbing the numbers from the month before backward. Make sense? Now we're going to know what our sales were by month. We're going to know our sales mix by category. We're going to know our food costs, our pour costs, bottled beer, draft beer, wine, liquor, either based on the year or where you are settling in most recently. If you had a menu change or you just recently got into recipe costing cards and, you know, made changes to your business. How are you operating today? We're going to go to labor costs, fixed and variable costs, either again as we look for the year or where you're operating today. Maybe you made some recent changes to your kitchen. Then we come down, we have our operating costs, fixed variable expenses. Fixed costs are those that stay the same every single month, where variables go up and down with sales. And we create that perfect month of expenses and we send it across. Now, when all said and done, that's not a budget, that's a budget template. That tells us if we operate the same way we did the last 12 months, the next 12 months, this is how much money you're gonna make or lose. And I want you to pick it up like a dead mouse, right from the tail and go, ew, not good. I want you to think, what's possible? And this is when we start to say, what systems are we going to put in place to change our reality, to create your proactive plan for success? See, your P&L is a rearview mirror. Your budget is your windshield of your fast-moving car, giving you direction and purpose, knowing exactly where you're going, that when you put all the effort in, the energy, hitting that gas pedal, you're going to get to your destination of restaurant prosperity. Well, we built their budget. And now it was time for analysis. See, the owner's already strained under the weight of their failing enterprise, if you will. We're locked in a cycle of blame and despair. Their dynamic, once complimentary, kind of teamwork atmosphere was now a source of conflict. With one focused on the numbers, the other on the operations. Their mindset was a fortress of hopelessness, seemingly impervious to the prospect of change, chewing up, well, not only just their time, but their money and their emotions, leaving them in a state of conflict and despair. Understand, I think the world of this husband and wife team. I really do. If we're going to work together, we're going to be friends. These people are risk takers. They're dreamers, entrepreneurs, and true hospitality professionals. They are top-notch people. Love them to death. But can you understand, when you're under enormous pressure of losing money each and every month, even the strongest people find themselves in a dark place? I think we all can associate with that as entrepreneurs. Recently, we got on a coaching call to review their budget. Remember that budget we said we'd put together about their last 12 months, created the next 12 months, and their plan for success? Well, we found the analysis was that they were losing money. The problem was, the one partner that was doing the books said, "We're losing money." The operational partner said, "Hey, I've got these other reports showing us that we're hitting our prime costs, we're hitting our targets," and they weren't matching. And through this call, I verified the numbers weren't matching and that they were indeed losing money. The unfortunate reality is we were 12 months later. And as we navigated through potential solutions, price adjustments, menu changes, even a complete rebrand, those walls of resistance were formidable. I'd hear things like, "Our prices can't go any higher." This is what they argued to me, citing that they're already steep pricing in the, in their marketplace. They happen to be barbecue, and they go, "We're at the top of our market." Their resistance was fortified with examples specific to their situation, such as, again, those fear of pricing themselves out of the market due to the high cost of barbecue offerings, and the belief that their demographics, families visiting this theme park, were looking for cheaper dining options, wouldn't support any price increases. And one thing after another, suggestion after suggestion, it became a difficult call because of that pressure, that overwhelming feeling and of despair, and how could we continue to lose money? Fortunately for them, they have another business that was feeding this business. The walls came up, why things couldn't be done. And I can tell you that it wasn't a fun phone call. When you're telling somebody they're losing money, when you're telling them and fighting with them to try and make a change, a mental shift, when you're stuck in the muck, when you know this is their livelihood, this is their dream, this is not just some numbers on a piece of paper. These are people's lives. It becomes quite a challenge. And do know that I have all the empathy in the world. I am also going to push you to make change. Now, the crux of our original plan, that budget we did a year ago. Remember, that budget we put together a year ago was centered around the menu. Because over 80% of their sales was food-based, which presented a golden opportunity for transformation. Because why? We knew that if we made a change to their menu, their kitchen, we could completely change their world. And from that time, we dived deep into their menu, uncovering opportunities for profitability through detailed recipe costing cards, menu engineering, and inventory management. Like, I'm telling you, they took action. They did the things that were necessary. And this wasn't just about cutting costs. It was about, well, reimagining their offerings to align that, well, their true operational costs, right? That they could cover their operating costs, take care of market demand, to a point where they changed their menu to offer lower food cost items that had a high perceived value that the guests would purchase, trying to move the mix away from brisket and ribs, which are their top two sellers because they're famously known for them, which unfortunately are really expensive. The challenge was the food costs remained high over the last 12 months. As we reviewed the numbers month after month after month, we weren't just $500 off, we were thousands of dollars off. And again, the excuses came through. Because, and they were right in the sense that brisket and ribs prices are through the roof. There is probably some validity to the fact that you can only raise your price so high before people aren't going to buy it. Now, my professional opinion was, well, then stop, raise it. And if they don't want to buy it, they don't buy it. The problem is it was very much the identity of that business. It was their top sellers. it becomes very difficult. I can make that call because I don't see the customer. I don't see the employee. So I'm not in there day to day. But for them, this was a big deal. And despite periodic reviews, we got together several times over the last year to review their P&L, actuals versus their budgeted. And each time we made adjustments to their strategy. We changed the plan. The challenge was the owners struggled with, well, implementation or dare I say follow-up or not follow-through of some of the things that need to be done. And that revealed, well, a troubling pattern of inaction or, again, lack of follow-through. And this was despite clear signs of accounting errors. The tension between knowing what needs to be done and actually doing it, that gap remains significant, a significant hurdle. And it wasn't, again, like they weren't doing anything. They were making changes. The problem is when you have certain accounting errors, whether it's in the accounting itself or the reports that operations was providing, if you use the wrong numbers, garbage in, garbage out. And on this coaching call that we're talking about, as we reviewed the last year, we discovered inaccuracies in those reports, misunderstandings on what numbers to use and how to use them. Now, I'm going to tell you, the toll on the owners was palpable. Desperation, fear, and even, dare I say, depression shadowed every one of their steps. The emotional toll was evident in every conversation. Again, desperation, fear, maybe even embarrassment, and a sense of being trapped in quicksand, unable to move forward despite knowing that their inaction would deeply hurt them. It would deepen their crisis. It's not easy to be in that spot, and every entrepreneur knows what that feels like. I feel like you've not been a restaurant owner until you've not been able to make payroll at least once. Our coaching call went over 2.5 hours long. Fortunately for them, I did not have a dead stop afterwards, because this was so important, such a major thing. It's not one of those things you go, oh, well, we're done in an hour. We got to be done. But I can tell you, on this call, as we broke things down, worked on truly understanding their situation, trying to be, as a coach, a really active listener, again, empathetic, also somebody who's willing to push you off a sticking point, somewhere where you're stuck in the muck. And as I understood their situation more and breaking it down, we started to break down the walls of resistance. And a breakthrough was achieved. The breakthrough came when, well, the concept of rebranding shifted from a daunting challenge, like how the hell could we do that? Start all over. When it became a beacon of hope. This was more than a business strategy. It was a lifeline, offering them a chance to break free from the cycle of loss and, well, to start anew. I wish I could tell you the story is over. Truth is, it's not. This is only the beginning of their new journey. And fortunately for them, being a part of my group coaching program, we have a group of restaurant owners who will help them. In fact, after the call, literally immediately after the call, talking with my team, we sent out a 911 email to their peers, a part of their group. We set up a Zoom call for the next week. Now, as the time of me recording this, we have not had that call yet, but we're talking within days of having this very challenging budget call, this review, and saying we've got to re-identify, de-identify, and change the concept, rebrand. We're going to have 20 of their peers on a call to help. See, on this call, the restaurant owners in their coaching group, my team and I, will get together and help them put a map together of their path to rebranding and beyond. They're not alone. And hopefully from the time we had our call to then, they will have already started to think about change. Think about how they can tear down those walls of resistance. And to my fellow restaurant owners navigating, well, the stormy seas of our industry, remember, I emphasize this critical nature of a budget, not just as a financial tool, but a roadmap for success and a source of hope. It's your call to action. It's not only a plan, but it's something for you to implement, measure, and adjust based on real-world outcomes. This coaching call that I had with these owners underscored the importance of leadership, accountability, and the relentless pursuit of improvement, reflecting on, well, the importance of leadership and the willingness to confront one's own limitations and biases as a key lesson from this experience. For the owners, their next steps were clear. Tighten their operational controls, ensure accuracy in their financial reporting, and engage with their community for support in their rebranding effort. This was about more than survival, it was about setting a new course towards prosperity. Today's episode is more than just a story, because it's about real people's lives. People just like you, who had a dream to open a restaurant, who, through market conditions, choices we've made, things out of our control, or even things like, for most restaurant owners today, seeing that new debt service line on your P&L called EIDL money. Even though it was cheap money, you may have borrowed too much and now your operating costs are even too high. And all of a sudden you're dealing with the reality that you've got things that need to be fixed now. Again, today's episode is more than just a story. It's a beacon of hope for all restaurant owners facing adversity. Remember, prosperity isn't just a destination. It's a journey marked by continuous learning, adaptation, and courage to face your fears head on. Now, if you've been listening to me and this calls you on any level, whether the past, present, or you're worried about your future, if you're tired of going it alone, having no one to talk to show you where to start, and are ready to drop the excuses and start your journey to change, then I invite you to schedule a call with Ryan James. He's a restaurant owner just like you who's already successfully navigated change using my group coaching program and wants to learn more about you to see if maybe our program might be a right fit for you. You can reach him by emailing him at Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at davidscottpeters.com. The only person who can take the next step in your journey to restaurant prosperity is you. Email him today. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hey, that was an awesome episode. I want to thank you for taking the time to take action on building a better, more prosperous restaurant. Before you go, I want to give you these three thoughts. One, by combining leadership and taking action with systems and training being checked by accountability, you are on your way to creating prosperity for you and your restaurant. Two, I have something I need from you. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you happen to listen to podcasts. By leaving us a review, other restaurant pros seeking out this information are able to find it. I read the reviews, and hearing how this information has benefited you does wonders for me. And three, if you find any of the discussions helpful, share them. The more restaurant pros who have access to them, the better we become as an industry. For more restaurant resources or to get in contact with me, connect with me at davidscottpeters.com. Be passionate about what you're doing. Be persistent, but more importantly, become better and help everyone around you become better. And your restaurant is going to kick some ass.